Welcome to the Lone Star finale.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This has been such a journey for me. No, it's fine. I'm really excited. Dylan and Maddie and Russ, all people who have usernames with their actual names.
Oh, my God. That is the secret to their success.
Plot twist.
It's true. It is the secret to their success. Though I have to say, like, I mean, like, me, Ambie, and Maddie didn't really have, like, drastically different usernames, so, yeah.
Oh, snap. Your username
is the same, Rochelle. Your username is the same?
Yeah.
Is your name?
No, it's Rochelle Euler. There's a difference.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. It's like, there's, like, a little extra.
Yeah.
Photo sticks. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So the performance finale was last night, so everybody should go listen to that. That's what I was mentioning when I said, like, me and Ambie and Maddie. So, anyway, if you haven't, it's awesome. I'm in it.
It's super awesome. Woo-hoo.
Super awesome.
Yeah. And so tonight we have three awesome people, and it's super like awesome gonna be people. So great. So the categories were country, because I couldn't think of a better way to call it that.
Traditional country.
Thank you, Valk. That's probably smarter. to say country rock and country pop. So they each had to sing one song. So we will listen to your songs, and from there we'll decide a winner. Oh my God. We'll see who is the Lone Star. Ooh.
Oh, I see what you did.
Oh, Lulu sees what I did there.
I did.
Did you see what I just did there? Okay.
Perpetuating a very clever line.
Yeah.
You're witty. Anyway.
Okay. Let's get started.
Yay!
Yay! Done. Up first for country is Russ.
When you see a deer, you see Bambi, and I see antlers up on the wall. When you see a lake, you think picnics, and I see a largemouth up under that log. You're probably thinking that you're gonna change me, and some days, well, maybe you might. Scrub me down, dress me up, all, but no matter what, remember, I'm still a guy. When you see a priceless French painting, I see a drunk, naked girl. You think that riding a wild bull sounds crazy, and I'd like to give it a whirl. Well, love makes a man do some things he ain't proud of, and in a weak moment I might walk your sissy dog, hold your purse at the mall, but remember, I'm still a guy. And I'll pour out my heart, hold your hand in the car, write a love song that makes you cry. Then turn right around, knock some jerk to the ground, 'cause he copped a feel as you walk by. I can hear you now talking to your friends, saying, yeah, girls, he's come a long way. From dragging his knuckles and carrying a club and building a fire in a cave. But when you say a back rub means only a back rub, then you swat my hand when I try. Well, now what can I say at the end of the day? Honey, I'm still a guy. And a love song that makes you cry. Then turn right around. These days there's dudes getting facials, manicured, waxed, and Botoxed, with deep spray on tans and creamy lotiony hands. You can't grip a tackle box. Yeah, with all of these men lining up to get neutered, it's hip now to be feminized. But I don't highlight my hair, I've still got a pair. Yeah, honey, I'm still a guy. All my eyebrows ain't plucked, there's a gun in my truck. Oh, thank God, I'm still a guy. Yeah, boy.
Russ is up first for the night.
Yeah, as per always.
And we started with country, in case that wasn't clear, but,
yeah.
Woo! I don't know why, but Russ seems to just always be representing the genre of country with ridiculous lyrics that are hilarious. Where do you find these songs?
Where is this, these songs? Oh, God.
I know.
I was dying.
Russ, you're making country one of my favorite genres.
I know!
Right now. I need to go and force it on my friends who live in the Bronx.
He's either like a drunk or a pervert or a nerd or a nerdy pervert or
all five.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever.
I love the last, like, yeah, boy, that you.
Yes.
So funny. You had a very, like.
I love that you have a gun in your trunk, Russ.
He also said tackle box, too.
Yeah, he did say tackle box. I like how you say tackle box,
oh
Russ.
My God. I could not handle when he said that he doesn't get highlights because Sean gets highlights, and that just, I almost peed my pants. I was laughing so hard.
See, it relates to real life.
Russ relates to
real life. Very relatable, Russ.
Your voice was, speaking, vocally and singing-wise, you had a very country twang at some points. It was, really funny. Mm-hmm. You, totally, you were like, yeah. Oh, that was a horrible example.
He said, he said crassless. I wrote it down.
And peak-neek. So it was like peak-neek or something.
Oh my God, it was so funny. I'm just laughing. There were a couple parts, I think, I feel like because it's the finale, we should be, unbelievably nitpicky and obnoxious.
Yeah.
There's a couple parts that you could tell you were in your, upper register, and, it was pushing more of, the higher end of your range, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, pushing your range. It just, there's a couple of, spots where it was, tiny bit noticeable, and I can't remember where it was, but you really made it work because the song is so goofy, so you kind of were like, blur.
Yeah. I didn't really notice it in, a negative way.
Yeah, it didn't really, stick out to me negatively. It was just something I, took note of, I guess.
Yeah, I think at this point, they can all sing.
Yeah.
You know, unless they suddenly
can't.
I don't know why that would happen. But so, I think at this point it's really up to song choice.
Yes.
Between the three of them. And Russ always picks the best songs.
I know.
He's smart. He knows that the way he sings, very Broadway, very dramatic, when put to these lyrics and these songs, it's really ironic and it's so funny.
I know. It's Russ, so it's ugh.
And it's Russ, so he always has so much emotion, and it's always, perfect.
Definitely.
For the songs.
Yeah. Yeah, and he always has, the right emotion. His emotion for this was so, goofy and, oh my God. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, he kicked off the night very strong, so let's,
I like that point where he just, laughed and, he had, a little laugh in one of his lines. It was really cute.
Valk dropped. I feel bad. Oops.
Oh, no, Valk.
We'll get her. Valk, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Just that I thought, at points it got, the country twang made it go into being a little too nasal.
Hmm.
And, you were, cutting your notes short on a couple of points, I think. That was about it.
Not worried about it. Alright, well, good job, Russ, on the first song. We'll move on to the next one now. Done.
Yep.
Good job.
Up next for Country Country is Dylan.
All right. Go! Come knocking on my door, baby, tell me what you got on your mind. I guess them college boys all went home for the summertime. Yeah, you're looking right, looking good, looking like a woman should. So why's it so hard to find a place to lay your pretty little head down once in a while? Yeah. Run on a little tough luck, maybe. Don't you sweat it, 'cause everything is waiting inside for you. You know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? And who's the one guy you come running to when your love life starts stumbling? I got the money, you got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? All right. Tough love, baby, did you? Don't you sweat it, 'cause everything is waiting inside for you. You know I got it, so come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? And who's the one guy you come running to when your love life starts crumbling? I got the money, you got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your man? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your man?
First song of the night.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. All this week he was like, oh, I understand why the three songs thing is like hard.
Like, you think?
I was like, yup.
It's a good experience.
It is. I guess. A learning experience. It's a really good way to, do a finale, though, I think.
That's why we did that.
We were teaching you a lesson, Mr. Collins. Dylan.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's all the show was for, to teach Dylan a very long lesson.
Very long. It's paid off now. It was worth it, I think.
It was. I mean, it did. Yeah.
We can stop now. We don't even have to finish the show.
Really. This was the whole goal, was to explain to Dylan. No, no. Okay. I wanted more sass.
Really?
The whole time, I was like, where is it? It was, like, really annoying, because your vocals were really good, I thought. Like, I thought that this was, like, really good singing for you. Like, because sometimes, like, I think we had a conversation about this in, like, a group chat at one point this week about how sometimes it's, like, better to sacrifice vocals for emotion. Like, if you have a little bit more emotion and, like, you kind of, like, mess up on a note here or there, it's, like, not as big of a deal. Because, like, you don't sound dead. And, like,
As long as you don't mess up on all your notes, then you
then there's just a problem.
Yeah.
I don't care how emotional you sound.
Yeah, it's true. So I felt like, I mean, not, this wasn't dead. Like, I wasn't like, oh my god, nothing is happening. But, like, I wanted more, like, who's your dad? I don't know, like, I just wanted more. And
who's your dad?
Well, like, to me it sounded like he was recording it when he was tired and trying to put energy in it, but he was still, like, trying to wake himself up, so it was, like, kind of tired energy thrown in there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was, like, yeah.
I don't know, I wrote, like, attitude, so I guess I liked it, but I do agree, more energy.
I mean, like, he had an attitude, like, and it was there, it just, there wasn't enough of it for me. Like, in a finale, like, level, there just was not, like, compare, I don't want to compare him to Russ, but I guess that's what we're doing, technically.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just felt like Russ had so much, like, goofy, like, country twang, and they're just, like, wasn't that much with Dylan's? I don't know, but, like, I loved his vocals, so I'm kind of, like, really torn about this.
Usually Dylan's the one that has, like, super emotion and energy, and then the vocals are kind of shaky.
Yeah!
So this is, like,
so strange to me.
And we're saying we like the shaky vocals better?
Well, no, but that's not even it, though, because, like, go back to being shaky! No.
No! Yeah.
Like, I liked your vocals on this so much. Yeah. I just was missing that normal Dylan sass, I guess. Mm. So.
And I thought before the music started, there was like a puff or a click or something before, at the beginning of the song. Oh.
I didn't notice. Maybe.
It sounded like he hit his mic or something.
Huh. Also, yeah, the ending was really long.
I know. I thought it was over, and then it was, like, a minute-long musical interlude.
Didn't it? Wasn't there, like, quiet, and then the music started?
Yeah, it got, like...
You could have cut that out.
Yeah, it was...
Or you could have faded it out.
Faded.
Or just not had it.
Faded.
Faded,
shout-out. We love you, Faded.
Faded. I wonder what that was. It's just
there was, like, really random, like, exit thingy.
Exit music.
Yeah.
It sounded like there should have been something that you were supposed to be singing, but you didn't, and it was just really long, but I don't know if that was the case or not.
Maybe there was more to the song. It didn't sound like it just sounded like music.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but overall I liked it. I said LOL at the groaning in the beginning.
I didn't like that at the beginning. I thought it sounded, like, forced again.
Really?
Yeah.
The groaning
part? I liked the groan. That was funny.
No, not the groan. Like, there was, like, hooting and some, like, ooh, like, the oohs and ahs or something, I think.
I don't remember that, actually. I thought that was, like, background. Maybe I wasn't paying that much attention to the oohs and ahs. I was distracted by the groaning. I was busy writing it down. Like, LOL.
LOL groans. Okay, I think we should move on to Maddie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Done. Yes, vocals. Good vocals, Dylan. Yay.
Good vocals.
Up next is Maddie.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A man that that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble on my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Ain't no hat don't woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't and a lot of men died. I got one fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go.
Anyway. We're gonna start singing Lady Gaga on a country show.
Lady Gaga.
That's her new direction.
Can be my country.
Wow. Okay, I'm done. Anyway. Maddie. Woo! This one's hot.
Yeah.
This was like super sexy. I was like,
that's exactly verbatim what I wrote.
Really?
Super sexy. This is super sexy. We're like on the same page of my notebook.
Oh my gosh. I wrote OMG vocals, this is sexy. And then I wrote the word OMG. Shine in quotation marks because she did this like weird little like dip thing. She was like, shine. It was like, oh, so.
I loved that.
So great. This was vocally really epic for you, which is like strange because the thing is, it wasn't even like you did anything. Like, it wasn't like a vocally challenging song. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't a song that you had to get up and like belt or like, you know, jump from your head voice to your chest voice. Like, it was very like one level as far as like the sound of it is. Mm-hmm. But like, your vocals were just so fantastic. And I loved that.
Good song choice.
Yeah.
It, like, really flattered your voice, like, your soulful type sultriness that you have.
Yar.
It was so very awesome. Southern, I didn't write down anything, because I was, like, so invested in what you were singing, and, like, I was never bored, and I never stopped paying attention. It was just awesome.
She's kind of cutting out, but I think she probably said something totally legit in the recording, because she probably didn't cut.
I said it was awesome.
Oh, okay. That's totally legit, so. but yeah, so really good. I liked your emotion. It was very like,
I actually thought she should have more emotion. Like, I liked her sass and the way she was saying things, like her attitude. Obviously it went really well with the song, but I just thought
I thought towards the end she should have had a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe, but like throughout I thought like she should sound more invested in what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's saying it from the heart and stuff. Oh, I'm so cheesy. But like tell the story. Like, tell the stories more. Like more than just like saying the lines in a sassy way that matches the song. Like, pick a direction to go to in the song. Like one emotion and then just like drive it.
like, if you're going to go through this, like, with a smirk, like, that sort of, like, condescending, ha-ha, I did whatever I got. She sold her soul, was that it?
Yes, she sold her soul.
Like if you're saying it in, like, a ha-ha, I sold my soul, or, like, in a more introspective sort of bluesy way, like, I don't know, like, just pick one emotion and then just build on it. That's all I have to say, but I really liked it.
Yeah,
it
me so too. Sexy.
It was really me good. Too.
All right, let's move on to the next genre.
Which is?
Country rock! Rock!
Rock! Rock!
Yes! All right. Done.
Done.